USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Roger Stone has been sentenced. The former presidential confidant who was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering got 40 months. There was no emotion on Stone's face as Judge Amy Berman Jackson sternly explained the factors that went into his sentencing and why the behavior was so criminal. The judge addressed Stone's supporters, who said it was simply a political prosecution. She said the House Intelligence Committee had every duty to investigate this, and there was nothing phony about it. The president said that he believes Stone will be exonerated and was asked if he would pardon him.
I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump spoke at the Hope for Prisoners graduation, a ceremony for former prisoners. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society.
Health officials in China say over 2,100 people have now died from the coronavirus, with over 75,000 worldwide infected. Off the coast of Japan, more than 600 passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19, accounting for more than half of all cases outside China. South Korea is now declaring one of its cities a special management zone after a rash of new infections there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A convicted leaker of classified information wants out of prison. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning has been held in a detention center for 11 months after refusing to answer questions about WikiLeaks and its co-founder Julian Assange. Manning shared classified documents with that website in 2010. Her lawyers filing a petition in Virginia saying that she won't ever testify before the grand jury investigating WikiLeaks, and the lawyers pointed out that the attorney general was found to be in contempt of congressional subpoenas, and President Trump has ordered his staff not to comply with subpoenas. They said there seems to be different rules for different people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A winter storm is heading across the South, with rain stretching from the Florida Panhandle across Georgia and South Carolina. Snow and ice for North Carolina, Virginia, and extreme southern Maryland. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says it will be pretty bad, but major icing is not expected.
That's good news, because that means that the roads will be easier to treat and clear, and there shouldn't be any major issues with power outages.
More than a half a foot of snow could fall in eastern North Carolina, including the Outer Banks, as well as the Hampton Roads area of southeastern Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.